SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. We're diving into something super relevant today. Managing stress and anxiety using those powerful Stoic techniques we've been talking about. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly bombarded by worries and anxieties? You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute and nothing seems to slow it down? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers some seriously effective tools to tackle these feelings head-on. We're going to explore how embracing those principles can actually help us find calm amidst the chaos, manage stress more effectively, and even gain a sense of perspective when things feel overwhelming. Ready to hit the refresh button on your mental well-being? Let's do this. First up, remember that Stoicism isn't about ignoring our emotions, it's about understanding them. When we experience stress or anxiety, it's easy to get swept away by those feelings. But Stoics believe in observing those emotions without letting them control us. It's like acknowledging a wave crashing on the shore. You feel its force, but you don't let it drown you. Second, focus on what's within your control. This is a game changer. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But our reactions to those curveballs are entirely up to us. Instead of stressing about things we can't change, let's direct our energy towards what we can influence. That could be our attitude, our actions, or even just our mindset. Next, practice mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment instead of constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Think of it like taking a mental vacation, escaping the endless loop of anxieties and simply appreciating the here and now. There are tons of great mindfulness techniques out there, from meditation to deep breathing exercises. Find what works for you and make it a regular practice. Now, let's talk visualization. Ever used your imagination to escape stress? Stoics believed in using visualization as a powerful tool for managing anxiety. Imagine yourself in a peaceful, calming setting, maybe a quiet beach, a lush forest, or even just your favorite cozy corner at home. Really immerse yourself in those details, the sounds, the smells, the textures. This can help create a sense of calm and tranquility that can carry over into your daily life. Finally, remember the importance of self-compassion. We're all human, and we all experience stress and anxiety from time to time. Don't beat yourself up for having these feelings, just acknowledge them, practice those Stoic techniques, and keep moving forward. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. I was prepping for a big presentation at work a while back, and I swear my anxiety was off the charts. I was overthinking every detail, rehearsing constantly, and stressing about what people might think. It felt like a pressure cooker situation. But then I remembered these Stoic principles we've been talking about. So I took a few deep breaths, visualized myself delivering the presentation with confidence and clarity, and reminded myself that I had prepared well and done my best. And you know what? The presentation went great. See, by applying those techniques, I was able to manage my anxiety and actually perform at my best. So remember, friends, stress and anxiety are a part of life, but they don't have to control us. By embracing Stoic principles like mindfulness, focusing on what we can control, practicing self-compassion, and utilizing visualization techniques, we can navigate these challenges with grace and resilience. Take those lessons and put them into action today. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. Let's build a community of Stoic support together. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.